Hello guys, it's your host Shuai Biakub, and today I'm going to be taking us through a brief history of William Shakespeare. Yes guys, William Shakespeare. So stay tuned, buckle up and enjoy. Yes guys, so the English playwright, poet, actor William Shakespeare is generally acknowledged to be the greatest of English writers and one of the most extraordinary creators in human history. Shakespeare occupies a position unique in the world of literature. Other poets such as Homer, Dante, and novelists such as Leo Tolstoy, Charles Dickens have all transcended national barriers, but no writer's living reputation can compare to that of Shakespeare. It may be audacious even to attempt a definition of his greatness, but it is not so difficult to describe the gifts that enable him to create imaginative visions of pathos and myth that, whether read or witnessed in the theater, fills the mind and lingers there. Shakespeare was born 26th of April 1564 in Stratford upon Avon. His father was a successful local businessman. His mother was the daughter of a landowner. Shakespeare is widely regarded as the greatest writer in English language and the world preeminent dramatist. He is often called England's national poet and nicknamed the Bard of Avon. He wrote about 38 plays, 154 sonnets, 2 long narrative poems, and few other verses, of which the authorship of some is uncertain. His plays have been translated into every major living language and are performed more often than those of any other playwright. Yeah. Because he is a writer of great intellectual rapidity, perceptiveness, and poetic power. Now, let's quickly look into his marriage and career. Shakespeare married Anne Hathaway at the age of 18. She was 8 years older than him. They had 3 children, Susanna and twins, Hamnet and Judith. After this marriage, information about his life became very rare, but he is thought to have spent most of his time in London writing and performing in his plays. Between 1585 to 1592, he began a successful career in London as an actor, writer, and part owner in a playing company called the Lord C. Hamberlin's Men, later known as the King's Men. Yeah, I know a lot of you, you're thinking now he's going to the famous film King's Men. Now, but again, quickly to his retirement and death, around 1613, at the age of 49, he retired to Stratford, where he died 3 years later. Few records of Shakespeare's private life survived. He died on 23rd April 1616 at the age of 52. He died within a month of signing his will, a document which he begins by describing himself as being in perfect health. In his will, Shakespeare left the bulk of his large estate to his elder daughter, Susanna. While his work, Shakespeare produced most of his known work between 1589 and 1613. Yeah, his early plays were mainly comedies and histories, and these works remain regarded as some of the best works produced in these genres. He then wrote mainly tragedies until about 1608, including Hamlet, Othello, King Lear, and Macbeth, considered some of the finest work in the English language. In his last phase, he wrote tragic comedies, also known as romance, and collaborated with other playwrights. Shakespeare plays remain highly popular today and are constantly studied, performed, and interpreted in diverse cultural and political contexts throughout the world. Which brings me to the end of this podcast. Yeah, I know it's short, right? If you want to know more about Shakespeare, click on the subscribe button and tell us what you think. You can send an email to us, poetinthehouse@gmail.com, or check up on our Instagram page, Poets in the House, or on our blog page, Poets in the House. Yeah, it is on our bio. You can also send us an email of your work and also tell us what you think about this podcast. Thank you very much. Do have a blessed day. Your host, Shuaib Yaqub.